The LNP isn't giving up, though. Lawrence Springborg has been leading the negotiations for the party.
All I will say is that we have had some really good discussions with the Katters Australia Party. As they indicated this morning, that they had been advancing okay. They'd had discussions with the Labor Party. Unfortunately, because of circumstances of concern with Peter, he was unable to get down to the detail of what we may have been able to do to address his concerns.
Lawrence Springborg there, and the LNP will have a party room ballot on Saturday for their next leader. There are four seats that do remain in doubt. The numbers still aren't clear, but what is certain that if the LNP are to have any hope, the party will need the help of the two Katter Australian Party members, Robbie Katter and his colleague Shane Knuth. And their support is still up for negotiation. Robbie Katter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Craig.
Peter Wellington has made his choice. What's, I guess, stopping you from revealing yours at this stage?
Where do I start?
And I think there's a long list.
Yeah, because, Craig, we rushed down here Monday morning, got the first available flight, started our meetings, went through the process, calling all the councils, make sure these are the priorities. This is, you know, this is what we think of the priorities based on discussions with you on the campaign and my job over the last 3 years. Sent messages out through the media into the communities to say, look, contact the office, we want to talk to you. And in amongst those discussions, we've got numerous lobby groups ringing in saying, don't forget this, don't forget that. So we've got to try and discern through what's value, where's the value in all that information that's coming in. But beside that, we've got to talk to the, we asked, requested meetings for ourselves and for Peter if to go and see Treasury and the Coordinator General to see about what are those major projects that are there, what's the state of the budget, before we go into negotiations to say to the major parties, here's our list of priorities. This is primarily what we think is good for our electorate, but also for the good of Queensland.
Robbie,
how do you align with those?
On that point, are you a little disappointed that Peter Wellington has come out so early then?
Of course we are, because it's anyone with common sense would arrive at that conclusion, because we haven't had the meaningful negotiations with either side, and I think it's difficult to see how anyone could have provided any had any meaningful discussions on getting any real traction on any significant outcomes in that short amount of time, and because we're furiously trying to put together what we think are the priorities, and it takes a lot of work to do that. It took the federal people 2 weeks, and that was working very hard. Now, 2 or 3 days that you can reach an agreement, I think it's a big lost opportunity, and particularly that we're all three regional members. I think as a combined block, we could have provided a lot bigger outcomes to Queensland, but we're still in it, and that's the important thing to realise, that we'll still have plenty of traction and leverage in whoever forms government now, and we're still pursuing at the moment, given that there's still 4 seats to be decided, and one of those, Maryborough, still could very well be an independent or an LNP, and a seat which changes the ball game considerably, so it's far too preemptive to sort of say it's likely to be this government or that government.
And Robbie Katter, you speak of Chris Foley, who is still in contention to win the seat of Maryborough as an independent. Yep. My understanding is that he's advised you to hold your powder, so to speak.
Yeah, we're in close contact with Chris, and he believes, and I think there's about 5,000 outstanding votes, that they're all the, a lot of those preferences are going to come his way to jump him across the line. So who knows? It would seem as though he is in the running, and we just think calling it right now, and we're painfully aware that the need to try and establish government as fast as possible. But a decision as big as this, you need to have those discussions. You need to go and see Treasury. You need to talk to the Coordinator General, talk to both sides, and have meaningful discussions with both parties to at least even extract some leverage or negotiation between the two, so that you can get the best deal and for the electorate and for the rest of Queensland. But how that can be done in such a short amount of time, this is really beyond me, and makes me question sort of what's been gained by the whole process.
Robbie Katter,
from his point of view.
I did hear you say this morning that you want to deliver something special for Queensland. You said you're working on that priority list.
Yep.
What are you asking for? Have you got that clear list in front of you as we speak?
Let's start with the first one, Craig, is ethanol. I ran into a lot of criticism in Townsville the other day for... I wasn't, in fact, bagging the stadium proposal. I was just saying I'd question whether it's a priority.
This is the Townsville stadium proposal.
Yeah, given that there's a large infrastructure deficit in regional areas, which could unlock a lot of growth. And I'll give you some good examples. In the Galilee Basin, we've been sitting on our hands for 3 years. I shouldn't say that. Some people have been working hard to make it happen, but I'm informed that one of the biggest barriers is capital, raising the capital to finance and make the project work. Now, at the same time, the state government was saying we're going to make sure that a $5 billion traffic tunnel occurs in Brisbane, because that's really important. But we're willing to just sit around and wait for $1 billion of royalty and payroll tax and 28,000 jobs to sit there dormant while Adani try and work themselves out. And hopefully sometime in the future they might have it, and that'll be privately owned anyway. Why doesn't the government say, well, if they're prepared to find $5 billion for a traffic tunnel, go and find the $2.5 billion for the Galilee Rail Line? The government owns it. We then have the rights to the income stream, and we can make 28,000 jobs happen. And it's worth mentioning, Craig, none of that's in my own electorate, but that's a big issue for us. And then the ethanol mandate, I can start on that as well.
Yeah, so by the sound of things, Robbie Katter, you support that development in the Galilee Basin. You're calling for an ethanol mandate as well. Do you see this as being a battle between the city and the bush, to put it as simply as possible?
You know, in a way I do, Craig, because it's not very often that, and I believe very strongly that the National Party's been diluted into it just has become the Liberal Party now, and we've lost that traction in the bush and rural and regional areas, and we've created a party to try and provide that tension now and pull some of those policies back in this direction. And when we've got a lot of effort to do that, and here we've got an opportunity now to use that leverage to say to the people in Queensland that, look, there's no votes out here, so it's unlikely we're ever going to see a lot of investment, and there's always going to be a prejudice towards investing in traffic tunnels and sports stadiums in the cities and metropolitan areas in the coast. But here's an opportunity for Queens. Everyone wins out of this, because to unlock a lot of that growth out there in the regions, whether it's in agriculture or mining, you need to invest in your roads and your water development and your power stations so that you can build an abattoir and those sort of things. You need that infrastructure there. And sometimes at the front end of it, there's no business case for it, but once you build it, it unlocks all this development, and that's what we've been missing out on for 20 years, and we're providing the opportunity for Queensland to have that. So I think it's not really being parochial, because we're actually delivering back to the people of Brisbane the opportunity to engage in prosperity and wealth and development again like we used to 30 years ago.
If you are just joining me on the Country Hour, my guest is the member for Mount Isa, Robbie Katter, who finds himself in quite the situation at the moment, has been negotiating with the LNP, with Labor as well, with Independent member Peter Wellington too over the past couple of days, on a decision as to who may form government in Queensland. You mentioned the ethanol mandate, the Galilee Basin. Also, in your press conference this morning, you were talking about electricity pricing, even the possibility of reopening a state government insurance office. And I know you took to the last election a policy for a rural development bank here in Queensland alone.
Yep.
Have the major parties ruled any of those out at this stage?
No. We're advancing discussions on an industry bank, which I think out of those ones you rattled off is probably one of the next, that's right up there as a high priority. Both sides are engaging, and we're developing discussions on that. And that's why it's really taken us back that a decision was made so fast today, because there's some real benefit. I mean, there's an enormous benefit to agriculture in Queensland if we can have an industry bank there that solves so many problems we've got out there of people who want to invest in agriculture and taking us forward. Sitting on the side of that is the potential for an insurance as well. But these are the wonderful things that can be come out of a scenario like this. And,
But in saying that,
not over yet.
Robbie Katter, you say the game's not over, but how long can you hang out before you lose momentum completely?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know what the momentum is. I mean, Queensland deserves a government as soon as possible. I know that as well as anyone. But we have to put the best deal we can forward for our electorates and rural and regional Queensland, and it'll take as long as it takes. And I'd hope to have something to them to engage in meaningful discussions by in the next couple of days. And we want to resolve this as quickly as possible, but it's too important to just to prioritise haste, and these things are too important not to get them right and to make sure they're properly costed, they're properly considered, and that we have a genuine commitment to them, and not just not just fanciful sort of nice platitudes and we'll look at that. These things have got to happen.
How much will play on your mind depending on who leads the LNP from Saturday?
I don't think anyone would believe me if it didn't play in your mind at all. If Jeff Sini, or Tim Nicholls will sit there, it would make it very hard to even consider them at all. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. But beyond that, we can't get caught up in who runs Labor and who forms part of Labor and who's the leadership in Liberal. We have to be very politically pragmatic.
Because those members you speak about, they will still be in the party. They will still be part of the senior LNP leadership.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's people in the Labor Party that will take exception to some of the things they say and the way they act in this parliament. And that's just the business you're in. And there's a lot of people I take great exception to what they said and the way they behaved in the last parliament. But I've got to be a bigger person, Craig, because we've got to try and deliver things for rural and regional Queensland, and that is the primary driver. And I'm just out to get the best deal primarily for my electorate, but then next priority for rural and regional Queensland. And we'll be putting those points forward, and whoever best aligns with those, regardless of what jersey they're wearing, they'll be the one that get our support. So we'll see how it goes.
Robbie Katter, I'm sure we'll be speaking again sometime soon. I don't envy your task at the moment. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Craig. Pleasure.
Robbie Katter, the member for Mount Isa from Katter's Australia Party, still in negotiations, as he says, with both of the major parties, Labor and the LNP.